Listen, I want to tell you a story, and I wonder whether I wonder whether this has happened to other people,
yep.
and what you've done, and how long it took you to get your money back. I know somebody that works for a small business, and on Friday they were paying the company's phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
It was $1,700.
Yeah,
it was Friday. You know, she or he, not going to name sexes here, wanted to race off and have a lovely weekend, may have put an extra zero. Went into work on Monday and discovered $17,000 had been drained from the small business bank account to pay Telstra.
That's not a little mistake.
I know, but...
Well, I mean, I know it is on the,
you know what?
On the actual keyboard, but...
That's the thing. It is so easy, I think, when you're paying bills these days, whether it's account numbers you're programming in, if it's not already saved, if you're paying a new bill particularly, I get nervous.
Okay, if you saw me do it, Tanya, and I don't ever want you to because it'll drive you insane.
Yeah.
If you saw me pay a bill... It's excruciating for me. I can't imagine what it'd be like to watch. The amount of time I take to hit send.
Because you're double-checking, rechecking.
More than the OCD-est person in the universe. They're just like, yes, oh, hang on.
I know.
Because I'm afraid of that.
Well, this happened.
You won't get your money back.
Well, I'm sure Telstra do not have a little black balaclava on. I'm sure at some point they will return the money.
You reckon?
It just hasn't happened yet.
Because
it takes a lot of pain and trouble to get these things reversed. You've got to, you've got to get onto someone in the country that can actually help you.
Yes.
So, and I'm not picking on Telstra. I'm sure it can happen to any business. But we... Just curious, has it happened to you? And how painful was it to actually get those funds reversed? Or did the company even want you to keep the funds in credit?
Yeah.
4942 1029, let us know. How long did it take?
Because it is funny to watch. You know, I've actually had my son BJ behind me when I was buying him something online, and he's like, Dad, Dad, it's fine. I'm a nervous wreck.
I know.
And it's $40. Never mind $17,000. It's $40. And I'm going, well, it'll probably end up in Taiwan. I'll end up with nothing.
Well, there you go. It's all relative. See, that's a small business account, so there's a bit of money in there. But for
but obviously done by someone too, who usually rattles through a few things, and she
100%.
Or he is quite okay at it.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
No. And for the rest of us, if we're dealing with our own bank accounts, okay, you're not going to be able to pay 17 grand out of your own bank account.
Yeah.
Unless you live in Merriweather Heights.
Yeah,
but...
that's right. Or Cook's Hill.
But yeah, you know, but it's all relative. Like for us, if you're paying, say, a $180 bill, you don't want to be paying an $1,800 bill, you know?
I paid a rates bill the other day, over 400, they are, right?
Yeah.
I think it took me most of the day.
To get the courage.
I had to go and have something to eat, a bit of a calm down, and then come back.
Okay, we've got...
Ellen.
Anonymous has given us a call.
Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hi, what happened to you?
Okay, this is to do with a government department.
Oh, this will be good.
It wasn't me, but a colleague was paying a bill and accidentally paid $3 billion instead of $3 million.
You see,
oh my God.
You see, that could have happened with my rates. I could have paid $4
billion. Oh, my God, Anonymous. And how, like, how quickly was the mistake realized, rectified?
We had to rectify it, yes. But, the company that was being paid, sort of had a nice little bank balance for a little while.
I love that you say, Anonymous, that it was a government department, because by the sounds of what we've seen over the last 3 or 4 months, it was probably our current government. It was the Treasurer.
She's not saying
a word.
$3 billion.
That's incredible. How many zeros is $3 billion? Seven.
Seven. Okay.
That was fun. We got Ash from
I don't know. That'd be 30 million, 300 million. $3 billion, maybe $9 billion.
Oh my God, it's even more fun. We've got Ash. Just stop with the fun. We've got Ash with Rutherford. Hi, Ash.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Ash. What happened?
Well, we were making our regular payments for Telstra for our bill, and we ended up being like $2,000 in credit. We hit a financial snag, and it took them 2 to 3 days to refund some money back to us to help us.
Oh, that sounds terrible. You must have needed that money.
Oh, we did, but Telstra was very, very good. And,
A couple of days they got it back to
helpful.
You. Oh, I see what you're saying. Good. Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Ash.
Unlike our government departments.
Buckle up. Here more fun go. For you. It is 9 zeros for 3 billion.
Stop it. I can't take it. I'm going to burst with joy.
No, but that's a hard mistake to make. Oh, if you're programming in 3 million and it's only 6 zeros, and then you've just gone, I'll just think I'll add an extra three.
I feel like I'm at an accountant's birthday party. I can't tell you how much fun I'm having right now.
Oh, stop it. There's more. No more. We can go through the HSC math test if you want.
For God's sake, don't encourage Nikki, because I know she'll join in with you. And I'll be sitting here going, how much fun can one man have on a radio show?
Seriously, though, 9 zeros, Nick.
That's amazing, Tanya.
We got it, gang.
It's Triple M.